You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Sister Lavina Frances Pamet with Dare to Love. It's a program that cultivates vocation awareness in the Archdiocese of Chicago through our discussion of topics related to vocation discernment and promotion. And today we have our special guest, Sister Connie Bach. Sister Connie, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Lavina.
And I just wanted to greet everyone. Today is the Feast of St. Nicholas. So December 6th is our traditional celebration. I'd like to have a shout out to Sister Christina Fuller and St. Nicholas Church in Evanston. And also for all those who probably woke up, if you put your shoes out this morning, maybe you got a treat. Did you remember that, Sister Connie? I didn't. I forgot.
I didn't, but I found something on my door this morning.
You did?
Yeah, somebody remembered me. That was very nice.
Oh, that's Saint always Nicholas. Great, right? It brings back memories from our childhood, you know, and remembering, Bishop St. Nicholas, really, from the stories of bringing a fun and surprise to a poor family. I won't get into that because we have a lot to talk about, Sister Connie. I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Because maybe you don't know this, but you've been talked a lot about, and what we've done is we've mentioned that you are a part of CAVA, which is the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association, and now you're finally here. So I have a lot of questions for you. So tell us about yourself, first of all.
So I grew up just across the state line in East Chicago, Indiana. And I've been a poor handmaid of Jesus Christ for 26 years. I was in education as an elementary teacher for 10 years and then 10 years as a principal. And then I moved into the area of music therapy, and I worked with people with special needs for 10 years, seven of those in private practice. And I'm also a musician and songwriter. But most especially right now, I'm serving as our community's vocation director, and also I direct our short and long-term volunteer program.
So how have you find, how do you find coordinating, like, first of all, you know, with vocation awareness, definitely you're with young people mostly, and maybe not so young people who are still trying to discern what do I want to do with this call that I'm getting from God in terms of service out of your baptism. But how did you even get into this volunteer service, and basically what's the mission for that, and maybe give us some information of if people are interested in joining that. What is that about?
Sure. I think there's quite a tie-in between vocation ministry and the volunteer program that I do. So it's all really about service and discerning how God is calling us to use our gifts best. And as a volunteer, we invite women to live in community with us. So they have an automatic built-in community system there. We don't necessarily push that anyone become a sister, but rather we help women discern a life of service, either as single, married, or religious. And that's true in vocation ministry, in accompanying women also, is that we try to help them unravel and reveal the gifts that God has given them and to sort out how God is calling them to use those gifts in the service of the church. And so how we best can share our love with the world.
Now, earlier when we were just talking before we got live, you were saying that, how old were you, high school or something, when you started hanging out with the sisters, right?
Well, first of all, I had sisters for a couple years as a child in first, second, and third grade. And then our family left the church, but I decided on my own in high school to come back. I was confirmed and met the sisters, the Poor Handmaids, in the same parish where I had grown up. And so I used to spend a lot of time with them in their classrooms after school, helping them grade papers, put up bulletin boards, organize science cupboards, cut grass, shovel snow, whatever they needed done. It was just awesome to hang around with them and see how joyful their lives were and how they really collaborated in whatever ways the parish needed to serve the church. And so I kind of caught that spirit and thought that maybe that might be a possibility for my life. And so I went through some discernment myself while I was in college and afterwards decided to enter the community.
That's wonderful. And since then, last year, because you've been a poor handmaid, or at least professed or
yes,
joined
26 years.
26 mm-hmm. years. And last year was your jubilee.
Yes, it was.
25th Jubilee. I was there. That was such a joyous occasion.
Thank you.
And one of the rare times in which you were not the one at the helm directing the music, but pretty much that was your dream, is to gather those that you're connected with, you've sung with. And I know you, you know, just looking at you and your beaming smile, it was like that day was just that culmination of 25 years of being a sister, all the joy wrapped up.
Yes, it was. It was a great celebration. And you're right. It was, that was my hope, was to just bring together my family, my friends, my community. Those there were three choirs that were combined from past experiences of mine that came together to make the celebration really special.
Yeah, there was a video clip that from time to time I review, and I'm like, wow, this is really totally awesome to review and watch. So let's move on to a little bit more in terms of your work with CAVA as a board member. And maybe a little bit of a reminder to me of how we even met. And I love connecting with people, and you love connecting with people. We just happened to sit at the same table one time, I think. I don't know if it was lunch or something. I don't remember. But it was at NRVC, which is the National Religious Vocation Association convocation. It was a conference. I don't even remember where it was. I think it was 2014, right?
I believe so.
And you happened to have been assigned as the vocation director just then.
Yes, I was
year.
A newbie.
Yes, you were a newbie. And I pounced at that. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, we just happened to talk about it. And, you know, when you heard that I'm in Chicago and that I'm coordinating CAVA, which is the Vocation Awareness Association in the Archdiocese of Chicago, you were interested. And I realized, oh, okay, you know, why don't you come and visit? And there you go. And a year later, you became a major, major player with CAVA, and you have been such a gift, Connie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit more of maybe what, you know, as a board member, but of course some of the events and some of the things that you do. And maybe in a few, we're going to take a break, but maybe you can start kind of mentioning some of the events that you're involved with the CAVA.
Sure. So I have to tell you, first of all, it's a great opportunity and a great experience. And it's actually one of my favorite opportunities because I love networking with the other vocation directors and yourself, learning things as a new vocation director. Just there were so many wonderful mentors in the group, and I love networking and sharing ideas and collaborating on different projects. So, and one of those is our online discernment group that we have with women. There's also a men's group, but myself and Sister Jean Rhodes, who's a daughter of charity, we host the online women's discernment group one night a month. And we do that by Zoom on the computer, and we're happy to help any woman who's interested set that up and get connected. And it's usually 8 o'clock one night a week for an hour. And the women choose the topics and the date that they want to meet. And it's a great opportunity to ask questions around discernment, whatever topics are of interest, charism, spirituality, seasonal things like Advent, Lent, so on and so forth.
Great. So if you, for our listeners out there, good morning. This is Sister Lavina and Sister Connie. We've been talking about Sister Connie Bach, a poor handmaid of Jesus Christ. We'll be taking a break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking more a little bit about your community.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
We talked to officials of our Catholic hospitals about security in place following the shooting at Mercy Hospital. I visit with survivors of the Our Lady of the Angels school fire on the 60th anniversary of the tragic blaze. The God Squad sets up its manger in Daly Plaza, and we have recommendations on some of the best books you can give for Christmas.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And we're back to Dare to Love. This is Sister Lavina Frances Pamet, and with me is Sister Connie Bach, a PHJC. We have been talking about some of the events and some of the service that Sister Connie has been involved with CAVA, and also in collaboration with other people in terms of trying to work on vocation awareness, presentations, but a lot of things that you have been very helpful with, Sister Connie, is helping discerners out there. So we were talking about the online discernment. We will come back to that so that if there are people who are interested, then you will know how to reach Sister Connie and CAVA. So we'll give you those information towards the end of the show. So what else do we have, Sister Connie?
Well, I can tell you that another wonderful event that I love being involved in is Chicago's Got Sisters. And we usually have these events in the fall and the spring. It's a collaborative event. There are many religious communities involved with this. We create opportunities for young adults to come together, to discern, to meet different communities and learn about their charisms, their mission, their values. And we visit several different communities over the course of a day or over the course of a 24-hour period. And I think the important thing about discernment is just asking God to reveal what our gifts are that we can use to better serve the church. And in terms of discernment, some of the things that I typically suggest is to have either a mentor that you can trust and rely on and that you know is will keep things in confidence, or to have a spiritual director. I also like to talk about listening to that small, still voice that we have within us, which is one of the things that our foundress was very good at, and I can talk about her later. But just being grounded in prayer and scripture, celebrating the liturgy, all the ways that we invest ourselves in learning about who we are and who God is calling us to be, I think is really important to the discernment piece. So in this year, in the spring, in 2019, mm-hmm. We will be looking at creating a young adult discernment weekend for both men and women. This will be a new venture, collaborative venture between the CAVA members, and that is going to be held in April, I believe, the 26th to the 28th. And so they'll be able, our listeners will be able to find more information on the CAVA website, which I know you'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and really, so it's 2014 was when you started, and
yes.
Of course, you don't just get picked out of nowhere to do this ministry. And when I keep in this show, we keep mentioning NRVC, which is the National Religious Vocation Conference, and really in 2014 when you start out, we do have training and formation to be able to serve as a vocation minister. And it's not all about recruitment. First of all, it's vocation awareness, but we also want to share our life as an option for those called to live this life. So what about vocation ministry is your favorite, or what are you most passionate about and the most fulfilling for you, Connie?
I believe it is accompanying women who are discerning and looking at the possibility of a religious life for themselves, but also it's also helping them. In the end, sometimes they discern, I believe I'm called to be married, or I believe I'm called to the single life. And I think it's just about helping them reveal their gifts and how they're meant to serve. And some of the events that I really enjoy being a part of CAVA, besides the Chicago's Got Sisters and the online discernment group, we have busy persons retreats on campuses throughout the Chicago area. We do fairs, vocation fairs in schools and parishes. We have education days for vocation directors, and you know, so that we can share best practices and ideas around vocation ministry. And there's another component, because I also direct our volunteer program, is we started having pizza with volunteer organizations in the Chicago area. So there are several of them. There's the Lutheran volunteers, Jesuits, Amate House, so on and so forth. And so the vocation directors get together, and they take pizza to their houses one night and just have general conversation around their experiences of volunteering in service, because that is really what God calls us all to with our lives, is to serve our neighbors in need. And so we just share our lives with them, and they share their lives with us, and we get to know one another. And again, that that is a small piece of discernment in just getting to know who sisters and brothers and priests and deacons are, so that they're aware of them, and then they can choose to discern if it's a lifestyle for them or not.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else that you would like to emphasize, or maybe this might be a good time to tell our listeners, and especially maybe inviting and even challenging listeners to help with vocation awareness for you specifically in your community? If there are discerners or people who would like to discuss ways of helping out and really taking the opportunity to help people who are discerning or spreading out the word in terms of discernment and listening to God's call, how would they reach you?
Well, they can reach me personally by email at cbach, B-A-C-H, at poorhandmaids.org. Typically what I do is when I connect with young women and sometimes men who also want to talk about discernment, I share with them that our lives are about intentional community, that we choose to live in community, to share our lives together, to share meals, to share prayer, our prayer life, even chores, everything about our life we share in common. And I often invite women to get to know communities, not just one community, but they should visit several, because then you kind of get a flavor of the different communities and you learn about the different charisms and which one is a match for you. And a way that you can do that is several communities have volunteer programs or weekends where you can go visit or come and see days or weekends. And We have a volunteer program that I'd like to talk with you more about when we have an opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This is probably a good time to have a second break. We have been talking about vocation awareness and Sister Connie's life, and we'll be back and we'll talk more about canonization of your founder.
Oh, yes.
Cardinal Blaise Supich speaks on behalf of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Now more than ever, it is important that we as a society recognize how poverty and injustice strip away human dignity. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development works with nonprofits, both faith-based and secular, to provide the vital support needed to promote systemic change in our communities.
The annual CCHD collection takes place the weekend of November 17th and 18th. Please give generously to support your neighbors.
Please join me as we work together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to fight poverty and ensure that everyone, especially those who live on the margins of society, participates in decisions that affect their lives, families, and communities. Now more than ever, we need the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Supich and Loyola Ramblers Chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to archchicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
And we're back to our Dare to Love program, Cultivating Vocation Awareness in the Archdiocese of Chicago. This is Sister Lavina Pamet, and with us is Sister Connie Bach. We have been talking about the vocation ministry that you have been doing, Sister Connie, and part of that is your volunteer program. So can you just let us know what is it about this vocation, the volunteer program that you're very excited about?
Well, I believe it gives women an opportunity to really spend time getting to know a community, to learn about themselves, to learn about their prayer life and grow in that. And to learn new skills. So, for example, we have several opportunities for women to volunteer. We have greenhouses where they can spend time and, learning about that. We have a ecology spirituality art center. We work with homeless in Gary, Indiana. And here in Chicago, we have Casa Catalina, which is a basic needs center with food and clothing. And then in East Chicago, just over the state line, we have a place called Nazareth Home where we care for infants and toddlers in foster care where they've been taken from their parents because they're born addicted to alcohol or drugs and need that care until they're healthy again. So it's really all about living community, sharing prayer and reflection, and getting to know yourself in a deeper way so that you can discern well what mm-hmm. God is calling you to in your life.
I actually very much believe in doing volunteer service, and you mentioned earlier, it's very much connected to exploring your vocation because it is a life of service. And then the community life is also very important. Now, I don't want to miss talking about Mother Katharina's canonization. Tell us all about it, Sister Connie, and your exciting trip to Rome.
Yes. So I had two awesome weeks that I spent with our community and friends of our community in Rome and Germany. And I tell you, everything that I read in books and learned in church history classes and so on and so forth, everything came alive for me. All the places that I've heard about, all the people, you know, we saw the different churches and went to the Colosseum and the Forum. And everything just really, it just came alive for me in a much deeper way. We went to Hildegard's Abbey in Eibingen and so on. But the most powerful experience, of course, was the canonization of our foundress, Catherine Casper, who we know now as Saint Katharina Casper. And I believe that she has become a saint for the world. You know, we always believe that we were the ones who knew her life and her charism, and yet she's touched lives all over the world. And this was proven by the number of people in attendance on her behalf at the canonization. So our sisters minister in 9 countries: Nigeria, Kenya, Germany, England, the Netherlands, Brazil, Mexico, India, and here in the United States. And it was just amazing to me that this simple, humble peasant girl who had very little education and only desired to know God's will for her in her life became this saint for the world now as an example of how to live simplicity, openness to the spirit, community, dignity and respect, and sustainability.
Well, definitely, no doubt, it's a life of service. As Sister Connie, you have demonstrated, and really every day that you try to be part of the events as a board member of CAVA, you model that. At the same time, I think the joy, and of course, music, which I really tune into, I think that's really part of the joy that we have. And in terms with our busy lives, you know, sometimes we just have to laugh and go, you know, we are living it as long as we're very much aware that we are doing the service that we are meant to do. Mm-hmm. And every single day, we moment by moment, we try to answer the call that God is inviting us to.
Yes. And God is in each of those moments when we're serving others.
Right. So we don't have a lot of time now. So before we end, we also want to make sure that our listeners can reach us. And our website is www.vocationscava.org. Or you can call me, Sister Lavina, at 312-534-5240. And if you want to reach Sister Connie personally, you can reach her by email. And what was that email again?
cbach@poorhandmaids.org. And my phone number is 574-340-6409.
And again, that number, please?
574-340-6409.
Thank you. So for our listeners, we are so happy to have Sister Connie with us. Please tune in again next month for Dare to Love. It's the first Thursday of the month. So the next time it would be January 3rd. And I will be actually Sister Mary Kay Brooks is probably going to be with you. I will be traveling. So I'm going to cross my fingers and say, hopefully I can make it. But I'm just so excited to have Sister Connie here today. And keep listening, folks. God bless.
Thank you for the opportunity.